This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It is April 11th, episode 890, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good Friday morning to everybody. Thank you guys all for joining us. What a week. Has it been a crazy week for you, Glenn?
Yes, I think it's been a crazy week overall. There's been a crazy week in the news, and it's just been a crazy week overall.
Yesterday, I was so excited. Yeah, I was so excited yesterday. I had a lesson come, and I'm like, woohoo, it's Friday! They're like, it's Thursday. I'm like, how is it not over yet? It's starting to get hot here, you guys. It was like, it was 101 degrees when I was driving from my last appointment yesterday afternoon home. I can't be right? I mean, the car has like got to be a little crazy. But we had to put all the lessons back. My lights are in the arena, so now I can start riding at night. So I'm much happier, and I've rode a couple times this week at night. But, oh, my gosh, it is so hot during the day. Lessons are going to have to stop because, you know, you guys know I teach lessons here at my house. But half the time I have to take baby Lucas out to the arena with me, but it's getting too hot for him. Isn't that crazy?
I told you, you need a little air conditioner on his stroller. You need one of those covered strollers with a little air conditioner on it, and he'd be in good shape.
Yeah, and then he'll scream to get out. That's what he'll do. He doesn't like to sit still, Glenn. I actually put him in the pasture and just let him crawl all the way across the pasture, and then I go pick him up and I bring him back. I'm like, okay, carry on, and I put him down, and he just crawls all the way across the pasture.
You know, most non-horse parents would not allow their child ever to get near poop like that in the pasture.
Oh, my God.
They're poop-free every day at Flyover Farm, Glenn. Didn't you forget? Poop-free every day.
Equity horse.
Can I confess something to you as a parent? This is really horrible. I put him across the pasture, and we had actually just recently cleaned the pasture, but like that one little apple got away, and I'm like, what is in your mouth? What are you chewing on? And I walk up and he's got like a dried horse turd in his mouth. I'm like, oh my God, that is my child. You know, what are you going to do? They literally pick up whatever it is. I'll put him in the arena in the sand, and he'll just grab his hand and put it in his mouth. Like, why do you do that? Stop doing that. It's gross. So, yes, he has had a horse apple in his mouth. It was not wet. It was dry. I know. He's like, Zinni did it. Zinniata did it. Let's do it. I'm a horrible parent. All the time I say that. I'm like, I'm just a horrible parent. My son has bruises on him because he falls all the time. Like, he's trying to walk and stand up, and he falls over. I'm like, shake it off. Let's go. What are you going to do? I can't stop my day. I'm terrible, mother. I'm terrible.
You know what I came across when I was looking through sound files this morning for the show is I came across the one, and we've only ever played it once. I'll have to upload it and play it for you again because you probably don't remember. You were hormonal then. I did a sound file for you congratulating you on the new baby the first day you came back. And I listened to it again. It was very cute and funny. So I'll have to upload that sometime and play it again. It was just
Yeah,
funny.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
See? It'd be like you're hearing it all over for the first time again.
Yeah. You know what? People say that you forget, like, oh, you'll have more kids because you'll forget, you know, about pregnancy and about the birth and all that. That is total crap. I have not forgotten about one horrible thing that happened, but I forget all the good stuff. like, I don't know what happened yesterday, but I'll walk into a room and be like, why'd I come in here? Why am I staring into the fridge when I meant to go outside? You know, like, I don't know. Just something happens with your brain, but I did not forget being pregnant because that was awful. All right, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show? On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, breaking from the gate, horse player Rusty Nash, who is setting his sights on taking the prize for this year's World Harness Horse Handicapping Contest home, is going to stop by for a chat about where that money might go. And after a thoughtful audio tribute to runners everywhere, we turn the week out with really bad ads and a hearty chuckle. So stay tuned for the fray. Oh.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, before we get started with the Daily Winnie, got a horrible story that we had that made the news down here in Ocala big time. I-75 is the highway that goes through Ocala, the north-south road that heads down to Orlando or up to where Jamie used to live in Georgia. And there was an accident on I-75 yesterday, a terrible trailer accident. An inventor by the name of Jody Harwood was driving her, I think it was a three-horse gooseneck slant load. And, boy, this could happen. And this is the scary part, is this could happen to anybody. Is a tire blew on the truck, causing the trailer to veer out of control. The rear door flew off, and unfortunately, this is where the really horrible part of the story comes in, one of her horses was ejected from the back of the trailer, sustained broken ribs and internal bleeding, and passed away at the scene. The other two horses were banged up a little bit, but they are fine, and all the people were fine. But, boy, it was one of those horrible accidents that just, you know, again, the tire blew. You know, it's one of those things that you can plan all you need to plan, but who knows, she picked up a nail or whatever happened to the tire. It's something to make sure that your trailer tires are in good shape. Down here, we have to worry about dry rotting of the tires. You do, too, probably, out in Arizona. It's a big problem out there. So,
yeah, it
you,
is. Off.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Do you have covers, like tire covers for the trailer? Because I know a lot of people do down here.
Every time that trailer is parked, we put covers on the tires because the sun just destroys everything here. So, yeah, I mean, just but, you know, you can't prevent, sadly, you can't prevent a blowout. You can have a new tire, and something just hits it right away. I don't know what happens, but you can have a
nail
blowout.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it can be very, very bad. And as you can see, it can be tragic and just a horrible story. And we definitely send our thoughts and prayers to her because I don't know what I would do with myself if I was in that situation and my horse was on the freeway, you know, like got, you know, thrown out of the trail. Oh, my God. Like, I can't even wrap my brain around how awful that would be. So I just big hugs go out to her and her horsey family.
All right, on to, well, my Daily Winnie's not necessarily happier. We do want to give my Daily Winnie out to our listeners in Australia. We have a lot of them that listen to the morning show here and a lot of that we've talked to a few of them here on the show. If they're in the Queensland area of Australia, which I know a couple of them are, they are bracing right now, probably has happened already, for a Category 5 cyclone to hit its far north coast. That's equivalent to a Category 5 hurricane here. They're expecting extremely damaging winds and high tides and, you know, all kinds of stuff. They're evacuating cities and towns. And this is a big storm. It's Cyclone Ita, I-T-A. And it was due to hit at 5 o'clock Friday their time. So that's already happened. I haven't seen any reports of what's happened. I'm sure we'll start to get those here very shortly. But our thoughts and prayers are with all of our friends in Australia. Batten down the hatches, guys. I hope yours is happier.
Mine is happier. And here, if you want to cleanse your karma, make a donation. So we've looked at the Rolex list. The list of riders at Rolex is like 73 right now. And on that list is Peter Atkins and Henny. Run, Henny, Run of Run, Henny, Run fame. Obviously, his name is H.J. Hampton. He is actually, he's entered in Rolex, but what he really wants to do is go to badminton. So he is doing a GoFundMe for money to badminton, and you can actually sponsor him. His goal is $30,000. He just started, and he's at $1,200 right now. So he needs some help. The different levels are beginner novice, which is $5. He says choose this level to buy Henny peppermints. Novice level is $10, and you can choose this level to buy Henny carrots. Training level is $25. Choose this level to buy Henny grain. Prelim level is $50. Choose this level and receive an autographed photo of Henny. $100 will you receive an autographed photo or a Run Henny Run hat. And the advanced level is $1,000, and you can choose between a one-hour lesson with Peter or a one-hour phone consultation. So very, very cool. He's got a bunch of people that have donated, you know, $10, $150. He says that his estimated cost to get to badminton is $30,000. And you guys know that he was actually entered last year and was going, and then he freaking broke his leg. I mean, so this guy is tough as nails. He's getting back to it. We need to have him on, Jennifer, just to encourage people to make more donations and tell him we wish he was riding a Rolex so we could see him, but we love this horse. If you've ever enjoyed his helmet cams, anything like that, donate. Go beginner novice. Novice, give him $5, $10. Let's go. Let's help him get to badminton. I mean, my gosh, the poor guy last year was so close, and he just had one bad thing after another after another. He's the one that, remember, Glenn, the owner, the part owner of the horse, like, stole Henny out of his barn?
Yes, I remember.
You remember that?
It's been so many things this horse.
Yeah, so many things. And then she stole the horse out of the barn. He finally gets the horse back. It has colic surgery. He colics, almost dies. Then they bring him back from that. Goes advanced. Peter breaks his leg. Then they get back from that, and they're, by God, this man deserves to go to badminton. Somebody give him some money. So, hey, I'm going to donate now. I forgot about all that. I was just
How do any of these people afford to do this? I just, you know, when you see that price tag, how do any of these people afford to show at all?
I don't know. I can barely afford to go to the local ones. I mean, my gosh, I can't imagine doing, you know, and this guy's doing it on his own. You know, you can have sponsors here and there, but they ain't going to pay $30,000 to get you. I mean, I guess some people do, but Peter doesn't. You know, he rides for Australia and he lives in America. He's not kind of in the mix, really, in Australia. So, or does he ride for England? I can't remember.
I can't remember either. But Henny is one of the most popular horses out there. If anybody has a shot of raising money, it's Henny.
Yeah. So we wish him the best and definitely give it a go.
Very good. A couple housekeeping things before we get to our first guest with a bizarre story out of Texas. We had a comment on our Facebook page. Somebody posted a question about why don't we do call-in segments on the show? Well, you know, we encourage people to call anytime. We used to talk, in the beginning of the show, almost 3 years ago now, we used to announce this every day, and we very seldom got callers back in the beginning, so we just got away from announcing it.
This is our show. This is our show at the beginning. Like, give us a call, 347-637-3238.
Yep, that was it.
That was the call. You guys didn't, y'all want to, we knew people were listening, but nobody wanted any part of talking to us, and that's fine, whatever.
But we should start mentioning it more often. We encourage you to call. Call us anytime. If we have a guest on that you want to ask a question of or talk to, we love that, and the guests love it, too. So, yes, definitely give us a call anytime. We'll take the call as soon as we can. If we have another bit planned, we'll get to it right after. Jennifer, we'll talk to you.
We have one on hold. We have a listener on hold right now. I'm so excited.
Yes, yes, we do. And she's going to be talking to us about an incident she had yesterday. But anyway, that's the first thing. Give us a call. The phone number is 347-637-3238. And it's at the top of the website, too, at Horses in the Morning. Anytime. Give us a call. We love to talk to people. We would rather talk to you than talk to each other all the time.
Amen,
I know
Jamie
would rather talk to you. Another thing, I just wanted to make this announcement. The Western radio show, as it is ending. Alan and Tammy are going off to do other things, but you'll be seeing them pop back in here on the Horse Radio Network. And keep your eyes open. You never know what might happen. But we just, over the past 4 years, we have never gotten the sponsor support for that show like we have the other shows. And we just could not keep it going with the current level of sponsor support, nor did they didn't want to either without the sponsor support. So there's no bad feelings or any of that. We're hoping to get them back in another capacity here in the Horse Radio Network. We love Tammy and love Alan. So that is what's happening with the Western Radio Show. I know there were some people asking about that. It was just a financial matter. That was the only reason there. So we're hoping that it comes back. The Western Radio Show website and feed, well, as we do Western episodes, we'll be putting them over on the Western Radio Show feed. So that's not done yet. And you never know what might be coming. As you know, we always have, like any other TV or radio network, there's always new programs, and programs are coming and going. So just keep your ears open and keep an eye on the app and the website, because you might see some new things coming in here very shortly. And one other note on the dressage show this week. Do you remember last week or the week before, Jamie, we talked about the first equestrian to get a Nike contract as a sponsor? And her name, dressage rider by the name of Aiden, I think it's Erlil. I can't say her last name. It's Aiden. And she's a very nice, lovely girl, and she's going to be on the Dressage Radio Show this week talking about her sponsorship by Nike. And she got to go to the Nike campus out in Washington State for a couple of days where they take her through an initiation, and she talks all about how cool that was. So,
is this where they insert the swoosh onto your actual brainstem?
I asked her that. I said, do they tattoo the swoosh on your forehead or any part of your body? And she said, no, that wasn't in the contract. So,
not that she knows of, but my God, it's probably on there somewhere. Go to sleep now. Go to sleep. Count backwards from 10. 10, 9, done. See, there you go.
She did have a lot of fun. It was fun to talk to her. So you hear that in the Dressage Radio Show. That will come out today. All right, this is what happened on Facebook yesterday. Jamie and I both have a Facebook friend and a listener to the show by the name of Robin Donahue. And she's a driver, and she drives horses, and she lives in Texas. And she just went out for a drive yesterday with Dolly, and she's going to tell us what happened. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How are you?
Sunburn, actually.
That's awesome.
It's a little sunny down there in Texas now. Well, now tell us what happened. You just took Dolly out for a drive, a nice, peaceful drive.
Yeah, and very peaceful, because the roads I was driving on, I mean, although they're paved, there's, like, no cars on them. I think on my drive yesterday, I might have seen, like, 4 cars, including the police officer. So I was on, like, a smaller side road, like, just barely wide enough for 2 cars. And I was sitting at a stop sign just working on standing and waiting until I told my mare to go, and this police car drives by on a wider 2-lane road, and I wave because I'm out there waving to everybody.
You're friendly.
I am, unless they're driving like jerks, and then I don't wave. But
she waves a different way.
Then you wave different. Day. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Differently.
So the police officer just drives by and keeps going around the corner. So I pull out, going the same way he's going, and not maybe 2 minutes later, he apparently had gone down, turned around, and came back, And so I'm going, let's say, west, and he's coming east. And he turns on his lights, thankfully no siren, but he turns on his lights and stops. So I was like, well, maybe he's going to chat, you know, I don't know. So I ask my mayor to whoa, and he rolls down his window, and he's like, just so you know, it's against the law to drive your horse and buggy on the road unless you are in a special event or parade. And I said,
what?
Really? Well, I have a small, slow-moving vehicle sign on the back. That was my understanding what I needed to have. And then he just repeats himself verbatim. Just so you know, it's against the law to have a horse and buggy on the street unless you are in a parade or special event. And
what are you like? That doesn't make any sense. Like, what would the Amish have to do?
Right,
I mean,
right.
I know it's sexy, so, but
and I mean, I could understand like the highway, which I wasn't on, but and so I said, well, I've talked to Chief Smith about this, the police chief, because I am working on starting my own carriage business just for special events. Small plug here, FantasiaCarriage.com. I'm also on Facebook. anyway.
Well done.
So I said, and he didn't tell me anything about this. And then he repeated himself again. Blah, blah, blah. And you're breaking the law. And then he's like, you can continue if you want to. I'm like, well, can I drive home? I mean,
yeah, what else are you going to do?
He's not good, that good at whoa for me to go walk home and get my horse trailer.
Yeah, seriously. No,
he's
stay.
Like, yeah, you can
drunk.
Stay. Drive
was
home.
He drunk?
So
it was
too early.
Robin, this,
maybe he was on a sugar buzz.
Like, this cop is like pulled up next to you and is like basically tells you that law and is expecting you to just disappear.
I don't know.
He was waiting for you to turn around and go home. Like, you are done driving today.
He wasn't that adamant about it. He was like, you can keep going if you want to, but I'm just letting you know it's against the law. So,
so
I just
take
wait.
One step forward, you got a ticket.
No. No. I just waited there until, and he drove off, and I watched and made sure he was going around the corner, and then I kept going.
That's crazy.
Because I don't have like a nice enough arena for me to drive my horse in my arena and have her get enough exercise. Plus, if I'm working on her doing special events, I need to expose her to as much stuff as I can. Like
the
porta potties that we saw and the construction and all that stuff.
Is marijuana legal in Texas? Because I think this guy was smoking some before he pulled you over. I'm just reading here. I went to a website. It's called ehow.com, and they had a question on this, Texas horse and buggy laws. And one of the sections is traffic laws. And it says a horse and buggy is considered a moving object and can count as a vehicle in the court of law. And what they're relating that to is if you drunk drive, they can pull you over. And we have seen stories where guys who are riding drunk in Texas get arrested.
Right,
but
right.
It does say other traffic violations such as a wrong U-turn or running a red light also apply to horse-drawn carriages. In Texarkana, an owner may not ride his horse and buggy at night without taillights. All of that implies you can take your horse and buggy out.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, somebody on Facebook was posting, unless it's like a local law, but it just kind of seems like bogus because I was talking to the police chief, the city planner, and I mean, they were going to like rewrite an ordinance for me, and then the city council decided that they didn't need to unless I ended up doing like an event every weekend and things like that. Nobody said anything about, well, it's against the law.
That was bizarre.
Jeez.
I just
want to know if he's going to buy me like a treadmill with like wrap around 3D screens so I can exercise my horse and expose her to stimuli.
I'd definitely be calling the police chief back and
bringing
this up. And I wouldn't talk to anybody below the police chief on this one. Of course, was it county police, local police?
city, Lago Vista City Police, and Lago Vista has all of two stoplights.
Oh, so they also have two cops, this guy and the police chief. And this guy's part-time, works 12 hours a week because that's all they can afford to pay him.
Yeah.
And he works
well,
as a Walmart security guard the rest of the time, just saying.
Yeah, well, he'll have to drive to another town for Walmart. But the other thing is where I live, I'm like in between two cities. So I don't know where one jurisdiction starts. I say city loosely, towns. Where one town jurisdiction starts, stops, ends. It's all messed up because I live across the street of this huge development, and they've nicely put up all kinds of signs on their hiking paths saying no horses. So my riding area and driving area is disappearing crazy fast.
I have the solution.
And,
actually, Jamie came up with the solution. This is perfect. Next time you go out, you get a black dress and a black bonnet. And you put that bonnet over your head, and you're good to go. Just claim that you're Amish and that you have a religious right to do this. What are they going to do?
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
My buggy is a black Amish buggy, so
the other thing would
be dress up in my Sunday best and take out my vis-a-vis that's got flowers and everything on it for weddings.
Nah, that's not Amish. You need to go this route when you're practicing. You need to go this route. Yeah.
This whole thing doesn't make any sense. I mean, first of all, you know, when I was riding growing up, I lived in the city, and we talked to the police, and they said that, because I would ride out on the streets all the time, and they said that the only places I can't ride are places that have, like you mentioned, signs that specifically say no horses. Otherwise, you're allowed to go anywhere you want with the horses. And then the fact that you can't, you can only drive if it's a special occasion, or what did your post say, that it is a
special event
or a parade?
Or a parade.
Does that mean you have to get a permit every time you go drive your horse for a wedding thing?
The city and the police chief told me no, that they weren't going to make me because it was going to be pretty infrequent to at least to start.
Wow, that's crazy. I'm really sad for you. Like, that sucks. And so I would definitely get down to the bottom of this. And please let us know as soon as you find out some sort of information. And then you need to have that law written down and be like, when that cop pulls, I told you, no, according to law 42.68, you need to have some definite information for him when he pulls you over again. What I've learned from experience, Robin, is that when you get pulled over, don't yell at the cop and don't be ugly with them, because if you yell at them because you're mad, you will get a ticket for something. Trust me.
Don't be obstinate.
Don't be like, listen, a-hole, I'm telling you what, I don't need to get pulled. Like, when they pull you over, don't turn and go, what now? That's what I did. It did not
well,
work
you know,
out
now
very
that you're
well
saying
me.
That, a lot of people, you know, a lot of women get out of tickets certain ways, and I'm thinking now there's two options. You can go the Amish route and be completely covered up in black and put the bonnet on, or you can wear a bikini, and then either way, you're probably good.
It'll get really sunburned. I think I'm too outspoken for the Amish part. I would not play that very well.
Yeah, you have to be mild and meek and pull your hair back. You'd look really cute in the Amish outfit, though. Robin, good luck with this. Let us
Thank
know
you.
How you make out. Post on our Facebook page when you talk to the police chief, who's the brother
Will
of the policeman, and let me know.
Right.
What you find out. All right, Robin.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
That's good strange. Lord. They've never been to Pennsylvania where I grew up.
I would not be able to be cool about it. Exactly. Well, Pennsylvania is a different story, but you would think Texas would have probably the most lax laws of all states, and I guess not. I mean, And I think this guy's wrong. He's got to be wrong.
She's not allowed to drive her horse on this back country road, but she can carry 2 six-shooters on her hip, no problem.
Yeah. I can shoot you, but however, can't drive.
My dangerous horse, you know, my lethal weapon up there.
Yeah.
And that's a cute horse. Did you love that picture she posted of the horse looking back
going,
what's going on?
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
What's this guy here for? Why am I stopped? Yeah, that would have been fun if somebody had pulled me over with Scooter in the cart. Stopping is not his best gait right now. So
to chase you.
He would have had to chase us. All right, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to get to our next guest here in a minute.
Joint Armor from KPP provides your horse with the building blocks necessary to maintain healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Kentucky Performance Products Quality Assurance provides you with the confidence that you are purchasing a safe, high-quality product. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Joint Armor is concentrated and affordable. One jar lasts a whole 75 days. Joint Armor helps maintain fluid motion and flexibility in your horse's joints. It also supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint deterioration. Learn more about Joint Armor from Kentucky Performance Products and all their other terrific products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
And Beaker now is on Joint Armor. He's getting a little bit up there in age, and Jennifer's still riding him, so he has now gone on Joint Armor. So we'll see how that, I guess you started him about 15 days ago. So
yeah,
we'll see the change here probably in the next 15 days or so.
Good. It's good stuff.
And it smells like kid fatter. It's awesome.
I know. Every time I open the Joint Armor, I smell it, and it makes me hungry for dessert. Literally, you guys, Joint Armor smells like cake batter. However, what I'm going to tell you is it does not taste like cake batter.
You tried it?
Oh, my God. I taste everything. So I lick my finger, and I put it in there, and I'm like, oh, God. But fortunately, it's a very small amount, so the horses don't notice. But, I was like, trying to get it off my tongue.
Were your joints feeling better that day, though?
Man, I was skipping and running like you know. it takes like 30 days, so you're almost there, Beaker.
Hey, talk about a story with I got a bizarre story with a happy ending for a change today. And that's Kathy Clayton, and this is down in North Carolina, which is not a place you hear about tornadoes all the time, but they had the wicked storms go through there last week, and some tornadoes hit the area. Well, Kathy was on the phone with her brother, and her brother said, you've got a tornado heading your way. Get out. Get somewhere. It's going straight for you. And by the time she hung up the phone with him, got to the front of the house, the tornado had hit, picked the house up off the foundation, and deposited it a little ways away. She was fine. She said all the windows blew in. She got hit by some flying glass and stuff like that. And she said that she went outside to assess the damage, and she normally would have 6 horses in her pasture, and there were only 4. A mother and a colt were missing. Oh. The shed that they were last seen under was completely wiped out. The tornado had gone right over it. And she thought that maybe they had been taken off in the tornado because everything else was just picked up and had disappeared. After a long search, the horses were found back in the woods near where the tornado came from, at the path where the tornado came from, and they were fine. They had a couple of scrapes, but apparently the tornado picked them up and deposited them, and they were fine. But can you imagine the psychological terror those two are going to have from now on? That poor baby. Woof.
I mean, when a storm, if it starts to rain, do they totally freak out again later on in life? Like, how does that work? Do they just run away? I mean, fight or flight is pretty strong, and they flight saved them. I bet that mare saved her baby by just, let's go, run.
I know. Just incredible to think about the fact that anything is picked up in a tornado, deposited, and they're okay. That's just amazing.
But absolutely.
a house is going to have to be rebuilt. That's one thing that didn't make it through very well. So they're going to be working on a new house. There was good news out of the U.S. Senate this week. I can't say that too often, but the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation approved the Prevent All Soaring Tactics Act, the PAST Act, and that is the one that we've been talking about where it basically outlaws soaring and with the Tennessee Walkers and all that, and it increases the penalties and bans the use of chains and the cruel devices. So this was the good one, not the one that the Tennessee people introduced second to try and get this one not to go through. So this was the one we were rooting for to go through, the one that actually has some teeth to it. So this means it's out of committee and it'll go to the House and Senate for a vote. It has 51 co-sponsors in the Senate and 268 co-sponsors in the House. So I think it's pretty clear that this is going to pass, and I don't see why the president would veto it. I don't think he has any skin in this game. So,
this is good news. But you know what? Things get vetoed all the time because there's some guy in Washington, D.C. that has some money. I'll donate this money if you forget about this bill. You know, I mean, I'm not a fan of more government. Unless it comes down to protecting our animals and those who can't speak for themselves, children and animals can't speak for themselves. So I find that I definitely always want more government. I want our government to protect us. And protecting the horses, yes, get rid of the chains. Get rid of all these things that continue to be in this one particular sport. Or get rid of the sport. Just get rid of this Tennessee walking horse unnatural gait with these giant things. Like, if it's not something that the horse wants to do, ban it. Just ban it. I'm so tired of all these Tennessee walking horses constantly being abused and the soaring. And, you know, I had the unfortunate when I lived in Georgia, unfortunately, I boarded at a barn that all of a sudden was rented out by an entire barn of these Tennessee walking horse people. And all they would ever say is, that damn government needs to get out of our horse shows. And I'm like, why does the government need to be in your horse shows in the first place? Because you're doing things that are cruel and illegal. I don't understand why this is even still a sport anymore. Who does this? Who looks at this and goes, this is a really good idea. Let's put acid on our horses' feet and put chains on them to make them step higher. Who does that? Doesn't this sound just barbaric and crazy when you put it like that? Like they put nails into these big, heavy shoes, and then they put acid on the horse's thing to make them look good. What? That doesn't look good. I'm sorry. I get a little carried away sometimes. But you get for bringing up the subject.
I'm sorry. I was just bringing us good news on the topic. Hopefully
it's
in
Friday,
the next...
It's Friday. I got to open the door. I'm sweating.
And Jennifer, no luck on the guest so far, huh?
Not so far. I think he might have gotten called into a last-minute meeting because he's also a programmer, so I'm wondering if the bug that we all talked about the other day on the show might be,
So he's a handicapper that has a real job?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what he does? He writes
handicapping
software.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, you guys know, horse players, speaking of handicapping, horse players on the Esquire Network has concluded for the season. So I'm really hoping they bring it back. I cannot tell you what an addict I am. Okay, so Glenn, the last final episode, the last final handicapping race in the entire thing, which was at the end of last year, I can't remember which race it was, but they were down in Florida, or no, they were in California, and guess who the horse in the last race of the entire season of horse players, guess who won the very last race?
Lucha Macho Man.
California Chrome, baby.
Oh, really?
Fine. Yes, they're like, and California Chrome. I was like, what? And then I could see California Chrome, it was sometime last year, goes blowing by everybody and wins the race, like, by 10 lengths. So I think he's my pick for the Derby, too. He looked fantastic in that race, which we hadn't seen because we didn't follow him last year. So California Chrome was awesome. And so horse players, if anybody cares, please bring it back. I really liked it. I liked all the guys that, like, there's old men that, like, all they do is go to the track and they handicap. And then there's, like, those younger guys that are trying to break into the handicapping. It's so good. If anybody can DVR it, go see it all. They're all really good.
Well, there's another horse that we have to start following, too, in the Kentucky Derby this year, and that's because our adopted Bug Callie, who is our jockey in training down there, she's a Gulfstream, I think, still, and she works for Todd Pletcher, and we've been talking to her, what, the last couple of years. Well, she has a horse that she rode for the last year and started as a two-year-old, and she was the exercise rider bringing this horse up. This horse's name is Wee Miss Artie, W-E Miss Artie. And Wee Miss Artie has already won the Breeders' Futurity and the Spiral at Turfway Park and is looking like it's qualified and going to be entered into the Kentucky Derby, owned by trained by Todd Pletcher, owned by the Ramseys. So we're hoping that that horse gets up there. She's hoping that Todd, because she's the exercise rider, that she would actually be able to go to the Kentucky Derby, and that Todd, she's put in a request that if this horse is in the race, that she would get to go, and she said she'd give us a live report from the barns. So,
oh, good.
So let's hope. Let's hope for Wee Miss Artie, too. We're gonna
Wee Miss Artie, okay. Now we got another horse.
Hey.
What's that?
Yeah.
We may have to change our allegiance.
Well, we can root for both. That's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
we can
I was
play an exacta.
I was looking at the names of some of, yeah, there you go. I was looking at the names of some of the other horses in here, and there's some that if I went by my name, you know, by my name convention, then I would probably pick some of these others, too. There's some great names in here, too. Now, not all of these are going to be in the end up being in the race, so we're going to have to wait till we get a little bit closer. But, yeah, so there's lots of possibilities for the Derby this year.
There's some good ones. Hey, just so you know, before we get to the to your Nike thing that we're going to play here in a second, I posted this on Facebook, and I'm shocked at how many comments I got. So I was on Edward the other day. Did you see this, Glenn, when
yes,
I was riding my horse?
Yes, talk about it. Yeah, tell us about it.
Oh, my gosh. So I was out riding, and my arena is at the end of my property, which is close to the road. And it's kind of a main road, and there's some offshoots of some smaller roads that go straight across. I'm trying to paint a picture, but it's not working. So there's a big road outside next to my arena. And I'm riding Edward in the arena, and I'm like, huh, there's a puppy in the street. There's a puppy in the street. So I go down to the gate. I, like, canter down to the gate. I open the gate. I'm like, Edward, we've got to go. Well, Edward is not the bravest, to put it mildly. He is probably the biggest chicken that I own. And so we go out. I'm like, we got to go into the road, Edward. We got to go into the road. And fortunately, there's no cars coming. And there's a puppy. I can see it. It's in the distance. I'm like, we got to go get the puppy. So I take Edward out. And, of course, we have to cross the double yellow line, which – on pavement, Edward jumps like it's 3 feet tall, slides across the pavement. Oh, my God, don't step on the yellow line. So we get over the double yellow line. I'm like, we got to trot down the road. We got to trot down the road. So I pick up a trot, and I go trotting after this puppy. I'm like, we're going to save you, puppy. We're coming. I'm coming. And I start to get close to it, and I'm like, oh, it's running away from me. It's running away. Go faster, Edward. So I'm trotting down the street, clip-clop, 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 and this puppy's like, oh, my God, why is this person on a horse chasing me? So the puppy starts running. I keep going faster, and I'm gaining on it because it's kind of looking around, and it's kind of like, whatever. So I get close enough to realize, oh, my, that is a coyote. That is not a puppy. That is a coyote puppy. But it was like a, it was about half the size of a normal one. So it's not like a pup. It was probably about, you know, 4 or 5 months
teenager.
Old.
Yeah.
Enough to be on its own. Yeah, it was a teenager. And that coyote puppy wanted nothing to do with being rescued. The good news is I chased it out of the street, and it ran down into an irrigation ditch and, like, disappeared. But the bad news is I was, here, kitty cat. I really need glasses, you guys. I really need some glasses. I can't see far at all. I'm like, it's a puppy. I'm like that girl who would let it, like, here, kitty, 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 and have the possum come in the house. That would be me. I really need
glasses. this little coyote puppy is going to thank you by eating your chickens in the next couple of months. You know that, right?
Yeah, I should have let it get run over. No, I can't do that. I can't do it. It's not going to eat them. It's my friend now. It's going to be like, oh, wait, don't eat her chickens because that's the one that tried to save me. See? Karma.
Yeah, okay.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
But, well, you know, we'd like to thank Professionals Choice for their sponsorship of Horses in the Morning's live coverage at the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event. Every horse, no matter how careful, occasionally hits a rail or interferes while performing athletic maneuvers. That's why we need quality leg protection from Professionals Choice Ventec Ballistic Protection Boots. The ballistic nylon outer shell, durable top grain leather patches, and ultra shock lining make the Ventec Ballistic Protection Boots tough enough to endure rigorous wear from riding in any discipline. And no matter the weather, your horse's legs will be protected and comfortable with Professionals Choice exclusive breathable neoprene that allows heat and moisture to escape, keeping your horse performing at its best. And at a mere $44.95, which is really a good price for these protective boots, your budget won't overheat either. Find Professionals Choice Ventec Ballistic Boots at your local tack store, or you can go online to professionalschoice.com, and there will be a bunch of vendors carrying Professionals Choice items at Rolex. And, of course, you got to speak. I didn't get to hear that interview. You got to speak to Gina Miles last week.
I know.
Rolex.
She's so cool. She's so cool. She's, like, the coolest person I know. And what was really great about talking to Gina Miles was we – as she was on hold, we're talking about hanging balls, and she had to, like, listen to the
Jimmy.
Whole thing. And I realized that I'm talking about Uncle Jimmy's balls while an Olympic medalist is on hold listening to everything. I got a little bit flustered.
Did she say anything about it?
Oh, yeah, we had to talk about it. You'll have to go back and listen, Glenn. I tried to sell her on the balls.
She is cool. And I guess she's doing some coverage there, too. She always does announcing for, I think, you, United States Equestrian Federation or somebody.
Yeah, we talked to her about that. We're actually, she's going to be doing the commentating again, which she did last year. And, like, I was telling her, I was 17 months pregnant while Rolex was going on last year. And so I was sitting there listening to her while I was watching all the cross-country coverage, and she commentated on all of it and just did such a great job and had the riders coming in, and it was great. So if you can't go to Rolex, we'll definitely post a link so you guys can see where Gina's going to be doing the commentating, because it is fascinating, especially when she has the riders that just rode cross-country come in and talk about their ride while other people are riding it. It was really, really cool.
Good, and I just got an update from Robin Donaghy, who was just on the show with us, the one that got pulled over by the police in Texas while driving her horse. She said, I just had a friend ask her cop friend, who was a member of the small town that I'm in, he's a policeman in the small town, and he told her there is no law against riding or driving in a residential area. Now I just need to find it and print and keep it in my carriage and buggy for the next time. Sounds like this guy,
yeah.
I wonder if she really did give him a polite wave or the one-finger wave. You know, maybe that was, Robin,
maybe
you have to stop doing that to the police. Yeah, maybe that's
first?
What it was.
Huh?
Hey, we did something. Helene and I had a little fun. And you joined the gym, right?
I just joined the YMCA yesterday, and I'll tell you
why.
Tell
me why.
Why? Ha-ha. I did because, they have classes, and sure, I got some baby weight, whatever. They provide 2 free hours of child care while you're there. Here's my baby, I'm going to the pool.
Drop the baby off in the pool for a nice leisurely swim, maybe a jacuzzi.
Lay out a little bit, you know, what the heck. He's like, is there a sauna? Do you guys have a sauna and a masseuse? No? Dang it. Okay. So 2 free hours of child care is worth, I don't know, the $40 a month I'm paying. Totally worth it.
Can you get 2 free hours of child care every day?
Yeah, every time you go, 2 hours a day.
Wow.
Hey,
that's a good deal.
I know, right? Hello?
You know,
and they're all certified
babysitters. Mm-hmm. I knew that there had to be more to this story because I knew that you weren't going just to work out. And I was going to place a bet that that lasted about 2 weeks. But now that I know this, I'm not betting because you will play ping pong or something while you're there.
I'll do something. I'll just sleep in the locker room. Wake me up when you're done. when it's 2 hours.
They must have a coffee or juice bar, right? They probably have a juice bar you can hang out at, right? Well, if you do get to doing something athletic while you join the Y and, you know, maybe get to doing a little running, and I know Jennifer used to be a runner and I used to be a runner, used to do five-mile races and all that stuff, and I think you used to run at one point, too. There, you know, all of us that have run in the past or are currently still running have some thoughts, and this list was floating around Facebook, and it was the 75 things you think about in a five-mile run, and it was the 75 things everybody thinks about in a five-mile run. Well, instead of just reading it, Helene and I got together, and she kind of acted it out, and I produced it and put some sound to it, and here is what we came up with, and this it's just... We call it running.
"75 Thoughts That Every Runner Has," read by Helena B. of the Stable Scoop Radio Show at stablescoop.com.
What a beautiful day for a run. This sucks. Well, 5 miles is only 2.5 miles each way, which is basically 2 miles each way, so I'm really only running 4 miles. That's not too far. It's starting to feel far. How long have I been running? A year? 6 minutes? I can barely remember what my life was like before I started this run. Okay, concentrate. There are still 4+ miles to go. But who counts the first and last mile? This is pretty much an easy 3-miler. Oh, crap. A fellow jogger. Should I wave? I'm totally going to wave. Ooh, they didn't wave back. Never doing that again. Just keep running. No one saw. Except that old guy, who may or may not be averting his eyes. Man, I think I'm hitting that second wind thing my gym coach was talking about. Oh, wait, never mind. I've been running down a decline. If I leap to avoid dog crap, does that make me a CrossFit athlete? What the heck is CrossFit anyway? Mental reminder. Google CrossFit when I get home. If I ever get home. If I had a heart attack right now, I wonder who would find my body. Oh, my God. I hope I never find a dead body. Joggers always find dead bodies. Bodies. Body. Body. Running all day. No one can catch me. Okay, I must be halfway done by now. What? Only 2 miles in? All right, stay focused. What am I going to eat when I get home? I'm running 5 miles, so I should probably eat 5 slices of pizza. Or I could buy one pizza and ask them to cut it into 5 slices. I should probably get a side salad, too. Well, screw the side salad, actually. Man, what are these people doing in front of me? Walking? Is this a contest to see who's the worst at walking? Because you're both champions in my heart. Maybe if I pound my feet on the ground, they'll hear me coming and let me pass. Oh, God. They didn't turn around, and now I'm right behind them. They're going to think they're getting mugged by the world's sweatiest criminal. You know what? Now seems like a good time to run in the street. Jumps off the curb. Parkour. What's parkour? Hi, hi, hi. Please don't hit me with your car. Pedestrianizing over here. Let me cross. Thank you, Mr. Blue Honda. I'm trying to smile at you, but it probably looks like I'm having a stroke. Actually, I wonder what I look like right now. Note to self, do not check out reflection in the shop window again. Is that what I look like when I run? What am I, a newborn deer with a drinking problem? Whatever. I must almost be done by now. Heck yes, 3 miles down, 2 to go. It's all downhill from here. Except for that very real uphill in front of me. Damn. Wait, is that a dog? Hi, dog. You are so cute. You are now my mascot. I will finish this run for you, pup. And hello, what do we have here? Your human is pretty cute, too. I hope you like drunk fawns, cute human. Watch my Bambi butt prance up this hill. Holy crap, prancing is exhausting. I am exhausted. Honestly, I don't even like running. Why do I even run? Why does anyone run? Why are we even alive? Okay, I'm not going down that road. Focus, focus, focus on that sweet, delicious pizza waiting at the finish line, calling your name with its cheesy breath. I am now the swiftest god of all two-legged creatures. Yes, including ostriches. Honestly, I should sign up for a marathon. What is that, like 30 miles? That's just 15 miles each way, which is practically 10. And 10 is twice 5, and I can run 5 miles. Easy. That's it. I'm doing it. 30 miles. 30-mile marathon, 30-mile marathon, 30-rock marathon. On second thought, I'll probably just binge-watch every episode of 30 Rock. That takes a lot of dedication, and I'll probably be winded from laughing so hard. But I could probably do a marathon if I wanted. Okay, almost home. Should I shower first and order a pizza, or order a pizza and then shower before it shows up? Yeah, definitely order first. I earned that crap. Oh, no. No, another runner. Should I wave? No, be strong. Don't get burned again. Oh, my gosh, you waved first. Hello. Yes, we are both runners. Look at us running. I guess running's not so bad.
Wow. That was well done. I was like running with her. I'm out of breath after listening to that. And running is bad. It's awful. It's the worst thing you can do. It's horrible. It's painful. It's boring. It's tedious. You get sweaty. And I hate running. Yeah,
and you do get all of those weird, strange thoughts that only go through your mind when you're running. You get running thoughts. And for some reason, those thoughts don't happen any other time except when you're running.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, cars are driving by. Somebody's looking at my butt. It's probably jiggling. Oh, no, I can't do it. Like, I can't. I can't run in public. I just can't do it. Give me a treadmill.
We're going to have to get Karen to rewrite that, our endurance co-host once a month. We're going to have to get Karen Chapman to rewrite that for an endurance rider, because I'm sure they go through all that stuff too.
You know, I bet that people, like, I've run on a treadmill, and you have your own thoughts like that. And do you ever run on a treadmill and somebody gets on next to you and they start running faster than you, and so you start turning yours up faster, and so you're going too fast, but they're going faster than you, so you keep trying to catch up and go faster because, like, it's a race and you can't be like the one who slows down. Yeah, that's what I do on a treadmill. Like, it's a competition. I will beat you. And they have no idea that you even exist.
Do you ever relax? Ever?
It's hard for me. It's very hard for me.
Well, let's do this. We're going to have really bad ads coming up, but first we're going to play a song by Tiffany DeRosay. By the way, wasn't the editing and the production of that little piece pretty good, huh?
It was really good. It was really good. I totally bought it.
And the music, it was perfect music. When I listened to it, I was trying to find music for it. I heard that and said, that's it. That's the music. It's just perfect. All right, let's listen to another perfect song, Fearless by Tiffany DeRosay. We'll be right back with really bad ads, and let me tell you what, we have a mighty good batch today.
Enchanted, but afraid to let you in.
Well, that was Fearless by Tiffany DeRose. You can find all of her music at tiffanyderose.com or on iTunes. You can find she has a bunch of new stuff that just came out as well. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen in the producer chair today. We are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. You can visit them for all of their terrific products, including Joy Narver at kppusa.com. Well, Really Bad Ads is brought to you today by the kind contribution of Uncle Jimmy's. And Jamie just mentioned Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls, and of course, Uncle Jimmy has a lot of terrific products. Whether if you want a treat for your horse or a boredom buster for your horse, then Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls is the thing. But he has lots of other products, too. Not just hanging balls, but he has licky things. He has squeezy buns. He has sugar-free versions of these things that if your horse has a little bit of an issue, then I would recommend
pecker
the
wrecker.
Sugar-free versions. Oh, yeah, your chickens are pecker wrecker fans.
Yes, they are. They are pecker wrecker fans. Chicken treats, guys. Chicken treats. Yeah, they're very, very funny. And they're in all your local tack stores, so you can find everything there.
UncleJimmy's.com. Take one home for your horse today or go to his website at Uncle-Jimmy's.com. It is that time of the week.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, that time when our terrific listeners submit bad ads that they have found on Craigslist or on Facebook or someplace. And they send them to us, and we read them to you and have a little bit of a chuckle. And every week we give away a prize to those that we like the best. How do we choose the best ones? Just whatever tickles our fancy. There's really no
whatever we laugh at the
it.
Hardest.
Yeah, that's yeah. Right. Whatever we like and gets to the winner. So, Jennifer, what is coming up on the prize table?
On the prize table this week, we've got two prizes. First, from Dr. Rose's Remedies, a gift pack of products. Dr. Rose's Remedies Skin Treatment Salve and Spray are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective for treatment of all manner of cuts and scrapes on your horse. And Dr. Rose's is the must-have product here at HRN headquarters to keep PT Scooter's delicate white pasterns free of dew poisoning. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed store, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. And on the opposite side of the table, a prize from horsegroomingsolutions.com consisting of a tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed store, or you can visit them online at horsegroomingsolutions.com.
Thank you, Jennifer. And the first one up today was submitted by a couple of people, Wendy and somebody's name I can't say at all. Their last name is O'Cleary, I can say that. And this was a fun one. This one goes with a picture. We'll have to post the picture, too. Four-year-old by Young Carabon. Reluctant sale, period. This horse is for sale until 9 p.m. tonight. Only best cash offer secures, period. He has been professionally broken for the last 3 weeks, period.
Oh, my God.
He is ready to be backed, period. Okay, that means he hasn't been yet. Purchase of a new horse forces, F-O-R-S-E-S, sale today, period. Read this ad very carefully before calling. It will save you frustrating me with soft questions, period. No time wasters, thinkers, or I will see merchants need apply, period. No texts, period. If you annoy me, you will be told to very quickly, period. thanks for reading ad. Looking forward to hearing from you. You're going to see a theme. You know how we end up with a theme, and we don't plan it this way. You're going to see a theme through the ads today, I promise you. Now, the one thing about this picture, about this whatever kind of horse, I have no idea, a white one, is that the horse was completely caked in mud. They didn't brush it before they took the picture. So
no,
you're going to sell your horse,
like,
you should probably brush it too.
It's a gray horse that looks like a pink. It is so dirty.
It really is. It really needs a brush. I love this. No time wasters or thinkers. No thinkers. I don't want any thinkers buying my horse. Nobody allowed to think at my property.
I mean, what's crazy is he's been broke for the last 3 weeks, but nobody's been on him.
Right.
So he's ready to be backed. But, I'm selling it until 9 p.m. tonight. Like, what happens after
9? I know. That's what I was thinking, too.
That's a really bad ad. Amy sent in this one. Spotted saddle horse mare, 3,500 in Elizabethtown, or if you live in Kentucky, E-Town. Neil Spotted Lady, this mare is the Trail Horse Deluxe. 15'3" hands tall and built like a tank. Lady has no buck, no kick, no stupid, no crib. She is barefoot, but does come with her grazing muzzle, as she can be a piggy in the spring. You can ride her without lunging or working the dickens out of her. Her black-white paint color is bound to get you noticed on the trailer in the ring. Gets along with goats, cows, chickens, and little kids. Trailers well and is good for farrier and vet, up to date on trims and shots, not a nutcase at all, worth much more than I'm asking. Come meet my favorite lady.
Well, that sounds like the perfect horse.
Yeah, goats in pictures are not for sale. Tack is available. It's extra. I can trailer her. Okay, then you get to this. I accept cash, credit, or debit cards. I take dollars, quarters, nickels, and dimes. No pennies. I do not accept certified personal travelers, business, or bank checks. No money orders. No funds drawn on banks in Nigeria, Ethiopia, Eastern Borat, or anywhere else. Don't offer to pay me extra so your agent can screw me. Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, burned it. Not again.
What, everybody gets into April and has an attitude? What is it?
Man, everybody's mad.
And why would you not take a money order or a bank check? Those are like guaranteed money.
I don't know. They've been burned, and they bought the T-shirt. So
yes, apparently. Yeah. Well, Jenna sent the following in. Why lie? I'm ugly, but I'm a pretty cool rope and pony. $4,500. If you want to be mounted on the prettiest pony at the show, I'm not the one for you. But I say pretty is as pretty does, and I can do. I'm a 10-year-old, 14.2-hand grade gelding, and I've got one job, and that's to make you look good. For the past 4 years, I've carried two riders to multiple wins. One of my riders won 6 buckles on me, healing over the past 2 winters. I have even hung with the big boys at the finals in Reno last year. I may be little and ugly, but I've got the hugest heart out there and can turn steers with the best of those big horses. There are cattle at my house if you want to come check me out and if you've got good enough looks to make up for the lack of mine. They're saying I'm worth about $4,500, but I don't think you can put a price on this kind of talent. Just make my owners an offer, I guess.
Oh, I've been crying. That's horrible. I basically am so ugly that you're going to look really good because I'm hideous. I wonder what this horse looks like.
I know. I want to see a picture now.
Oh, bless his little heart. I may be little and ugly. I've got a huge...
Now, if I wanted to be really fun today, I could reread this ad, not changing a word, and just make believe it came from the personals column. But we're going to go on right now.
Don't.
Jennifer won't
ruin the moment. Oh, my God, that's funny. Okay, Ellen sent in the next one. I'm searching for the perfect person for a magnificent horse. This one's long, so I'm going to read it fast. Serious inquiries only, please, from experienced horse folk. This is not a your first horse kind of horse, and that is why I'm not putting any photos up, because he is melt your socks off gorgeous.
Wait a minute. She's not putting pictures because the horse is gorgeous?
He'd melt your socks off gorgeous. And let me explain why. I tried to be clear in my last post, but it seems like the dreamers just can't resist picking up the phone and wasting my time. I don't care if your daughter has been taking lessons since she was 5. Don't give a damn. Yeah, everybody's mad. He was born and bred to be a park horse, but did not enjoy his experience with that part of the saddle seat world. He's been through different sorts of professional training multiple times since then. He's 14, and he's too big and bold for my trail and pleasure riding, and I am too busy for 3 horses. He can be hot, and he needs to get out in the world with someone who will ride and work with him regularly. I think he'd be wonderful in dressage due to our work in Liberty, long and low. When this horse is around, nobody is looking at anybody else. Big, bold movement. He will not tolerate ill-fitted tech. I believe this to be due in part to his history, and he will let you know with a bunny hop if it's in the saddle. If it's a harsh bit, he'll probably let you know by being a little brat and tossing his head. Is a bunny hop basically bucking you off? Is that what that means?
Yes.
He has never bitten, never kicked, hasn't a mean bone in his body, but I would never even consider selling him to a child or teenager. He is not a babysitter and has more of a self-preservation philosophy.
Oh, my God.
He requires... That is a nice way of putting this horse as a monster. He requires a soft hand, good seed, know-how, a firm bond, and leadership. I will be picky about where he goes. No kidding. And I may consider a lease to the right person. If you contact me looking for a horse for your 12-year-old daughter, please don't be surprised when I tell you to get lost. Jeez. I don't give a damn. Get lost. Screw you. This horse is a demon, and I'm not selling him to your child. How about that? Just write that.
She couldn't have made it clearer between the lines of this ad. I'll tell you what, today is not making the horse, you know, horse person population look very good, is it? It's, as a whole, we're not looking too good today. We're looking like a bunch of mean, bitchy people. It's like,
I know,
oh,
right?
God. All right. The next one, we have the Starship Enterprises trailer. Oh, no, it was something else, actually. Okay, two horse, this is the trailer of the week, and we have a picture. We'll describe it in a minute. It's a two-horse BPSL horse trailer. Requires no work, buy and haul, $2,600. It's over our $400 limit. This is the actual trailer used on the 1979 Buck Rogers film starring Gil Gerard and Aaron Gray. It has been meticulously restored to original specs right down to the spaceship taillights, flying saucer hubcaps, and heat-resistant spaceship silver paint. This is not just a showpiece. I haul my 16-3 hand thoroughbred in it and drive 2 hours to show, and he is content as can be. The safest trailer you will find under $3,000. $2,600 negotiable. Serious adult buyers only. Now, I got to say, as our bad trailers go, this one's pretty good. It's the typical two-horse front rounded nose. It got brand new tires on it. It's been polished to death. Painted silver. Looks like the Enterprise could pull it.
It's in mowed grass, but I don't remember. I don't remember horses in the 1975-79 Buck Rogers film about space. Like, I don't remember horses, so they might have been lying.
It might have been an April Fool's one here.
Yeah.
Sounded good, and it looks good. I'm not sure it's worth $2,600, but...
it's cute.
Yeah, it is cute. That's a better of the really bad trailers, but a good ad. Thank you, Uta, for sending
that
in. Yeah, exactly. Need to say NC-17-001 on the front. It really does.
Yeah, it needs to have the number, right.
Oh, wow. Tammy
and if you're
in the next one.
You know what? I wanted to just clarify. If you're a child... You cannot buy that trailer. It's only adult buyers. No children.
Oh, yeah. No children. No children. No. Tammy sent in the next one, Horse Filly for sale. course, Philly. This is in West Phoenix. Name's Uvia. Philly, or Laluvia, whatever you say it. Laluvia, Philly, for sale, good horse for word or family quarter. Pinto, really sweet horse, good for start, different activities, old 2.3, call Victor. What the hell did I just read? There's no punctuation. Name Uvia, Philly, for sale, good horse for word or family quarter. Pinto, a really sweet horse, good for start, different activities, old 2.3, call Victor. What's your vector,
no
Victor? Oh, my God. I don't know. Bad ad.
That's a bad ad. I have another short one for you. This one, Denise, sent in. Wanted, brave and intelligent person to refresh my 8-year-old stud on the basics.
You're going to die.
I am willing to allow the rider to compete on him in whatever you choose. Currently, we don't care. He is only 14 hands and a brilliant red brown. He is fast and intelligent, picks up on things quickly. I am starting a new job as a night nurse and unable to ride as often as I need to. This should be rewritten to brave and not so intelligent person to refresh my 8-year-old stud on the basics, because that's what it's going to take.
There are no brave, intelligent people, so nobody will answer this ad. However, this reminds me of somebody who called me, and they're like, hey, I have a green broke warm blood who really needs training, and if you would like to train him for free, I will allow you to compete him on your dime. I was like, wait, let me get this straight. You want me to train your horse and show it and not get paid for it? Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to say no. That's exactly what this person's like. I will let you train my horse and show him. Enjoy. Aren't you lucky? Thanks.
Everybody sign up for that deal.
Yeah, boy, I signed right up for it. Chelsea sent in the next one, rocking horse for sale. Brown rocking horse, about 5.2 hands, rides great. Walk Tri Tanner, has a nice, smooth ride. My daughter loved him to pieces. Selling for $20. Contact to come see him and try him if you want. Named Ruffles, don't forget your trailer. That's cute. Very cute.
Hey, she probably sold that in 10 minutes. I guarantee you,
yep.
I sold right away. Mary sent in the following one. 3-year-old pony, must read, Williston. Oh, that's right near us in Florida. Trissy is a 3-year-old Hackney Welsh pony. She is around 11.5 hands, should get to about 13.5 hands.
Wow.
If you are looking for a wild, spunky pony, this is it. I'm going to...
Yeah, boy, am I. That's what I want.
I'm going to be honest about this horse. She is not broke. She bites. She is a food hog and will knock you down to get to the feed trough. Trissy needs someone who knows how to train horses. She is a beautiful gait and would make someone a good cart pony or jumper. She is very nosy and wants to be the center of attention. She needs someone to take time with her. If you don't know what you're doing, she will probably hurt you. She needs her hooves done. She used to be halter broke, but she has no coggins. She has been a pasture pet, so never needed one, and I will not pull one. That's why I'm offering her for trade only. She loves other horses. Yeah, I'm sure. She is currently pastured with 2 coggins negative gelding. I need to get rid of her as she is costing me money. I only want to trade. Let me know what you have. I am interested in the 16-inch saddle, round pen panels, and I am open to a lot of different things. Just let me know what you have. Oh, my
wow.
God. This is a
good
deal. There's no halter on the thing, so you got to go catch it by yourself. It won't let you near her. She's not going to pull. You know why she's not pulling coggins? Because the vet said, I'm not touching that pony ever again.
No.
Last time the vet was
no.
out. See exactly
this pony
what
is wild. Wild, yeah, that's a good bad ad. Very good.
You know, when I read the first line, I thought this would be a good match for, you know, for the cart. I could make a pair. I could put them with Scooter. But no, I don't think so. We'll skip that.
Yeah, no, don't do it. I'm amazed that a
Hackney pony can grow two hands after it's already 3 years old. That's pretty amazing. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
A horse that can clean your stalls. What? A horse that can clean your stalls.
I want one of those. Sold.
Rachel sent this one in. Sold. Yeah, exactly. $650 in Coal Creek, Nevada. About Snuggie. She's a 22-year-old registered Tennessee walking mare, Finale's Dream. 15 hands, she's pretty neurotic in her stall and loves to weave and pace. Because of her weaving/pacing ability in the stall, she pulverizes her manure into a fine powder. So essentially, she cleans her own stall. Move her into other stalls, and she'll clean them too. Fantastic. If she's turned out with a group of horses, she doesn't weave and pace, so you'll have to clean up the manure yourself. She's a hard keeper because of her high-strung nervous tendencies. She has all of her own teeth, and she isn't blind or crippled.
Good to know.
Under saddle, she isn't no babysitter, but she's very fun, safe ride. She neck reins when... She neck reins, .. when she wants to. She parks out until you try to get on. She normally can do a pretty good running walk, but sometimes she forgets she's gated and she tries to trot. Her lope is pathetic, but she can do it. She's not spooky, and she's as sure-footed as a Tennessee walker can be in the mountains. She also rides alone, crosses water, and I've never seen her buck, bolt, bite, rear, or kick. Oh, man. I don't think she knows how to. She's definitely not the brightest horse. But she doesn't have a mean bone in her. She has a great whoa and is excellent for riding through dense brush because she's so skinny. We're asking $650 for her.
This is the most honest bunch of ads we've ever had.
It really is. It really is. Wow.
Self-cleaning. Self-cleaning. Because she pulverizes her poop.
That's
oh,
so
wow.
Funny.
My face hurts from laughing. That was a good group. Thank you, everybody. You went above and beyond this week. We need to find some prize winners. So maybe Jennifer can help out with this, too. Horse grooming solution. I got to tell you. There's one here, the one that I'm taking a look at. Which one was it? The one, there's so many today.
I know, there's really good ones. I like the I'm ugly, but I'm a cool rope and pony that you read. I really like, let's see, Mary had a good one. With the Hackney Welsh pony, let's see, the last one that Rachel sent in was great. Let's send
all
Rachel
right,
horse grooming solutions.
All right, Rachel, you get horse grooming solutions, and then what was the other one? The one I read, that you're right, that was pretty good. The one about ugly, because that was so funny, it was good. So that's Jenna wins that one. All right, terrific. Good job. Dr. Roses for Jenna.
That
well, that's
just
it
also
this
funny.
Week. What a good
great.
Week. Yay for you guys for sending in some terrific ads this week. That's it for this week. Don't forget you can get our app at, if you want to send in ads, the way you do it is just send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com for next week and put really bad ads in the subject line. Copy and paste the entire ad into the email. Don't just put the link. You can find our app at the App Store on your phone. Just go to the iOS or Android App Store and type in Horse Radio Network. It's free, and it's easy to use and the best way to listen. Any plans this weekend, Jamie? Anything fun?
My husband has invited people over tomorrow, which, as a mother with a small child, my house is a disaster. I have no food in the refrigerator, so this should be good. Should be good. This would be
I
fun.
Have an idea. I have an idea. They'll never know.
What?
Just take the child to the Y, drop them off, come back, clean the house over the next 2 hours, go back and pick up the child. That's exercise,
oh my God,
that's
a great
right?
idea. It's a great idea. Except for the fact that they want to, like, if you go to the pool, you have to say you go to the pool. Because they won't change diapers, and if your baby cries, they come get you. So I can't leave the Y, technically. Oh. However, I think if I just go underwater, nobody will know. They can't find me.
That ruins my plan. Oh, sorry about that. No Y for you today. Clean the house.
Don't think I didn't think about that, Glenn. It's like I can just drop them off.
and go to the store.
Okay. Have a terrific weekend, everybody. Enjoy yourselves. Have some fun. Ride your horses. Spring is here, and we're thinking about everybody in Australia. We hope to get a report on that before Monday's show.
Yeah.
That's it for this week. Be careful.
You have a great weekend with your horses. Hope you're doing something fun, and spay, neuter, and geld.
I'm going to go buy that mare.
Poor pony.